listening to Heather and Wicket.
Mornings 6 to 10 a.m.
on Laser 103.3.
Introducing our post-pandemic self to our pre-pandemic self. We have forgotten how to human. It's not just the fact that we didn't wear deodorant last year. It's not just the fact that we were shoveling food into our mouth and the average person gained 30 pounds. But now fights are breaking out.
We can't go anywhere. We can't do anything. We have forgotten how to human. And this one takes us to Cleveland, Ohio. Police have determined that a woman was trying to mix flavors of her slushy at a McDonald's. This is not a joke. Police were called to a McDonald's restaurant 3 days ago to deal with the report of a woman attacking employees behind the counter. This is at 9:40 in the morning.
It sounded a little like this. That's her hitting her.
John assaulted her. She could put you in jail. You hit me and her. You go to prison.
Then I'll go to prison.
Don't touch my boss again.
Whatever.
Don't come back here. Get out of here. Call the cops.
Yeah, right here,
ma'am. Call him.
Everybody just go back to the woman, please.
She's hitting my voice.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't touch her.
What are we doing?
I'm going to go to prison. Call the cops.
Her name is Charisse Cleveland. She's 44 years old.
Wait, Charisse Cleveland in Cleveland?
Ravenna, Ohio.
Oh,
so, I don't
know.
Yeah, how crazy. Be like if your name was Des Moines Lee. Her name is, Charisse Cleveland. She tried to mix slushy flavors. She tried to go behind the counter to make the slushy mix herself because they wouldn't do it for her. You can't do that. You can't mix it. Even if you can't just do it, get her out of there. So she tries to go behind the counter. Somebody blocks her like you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the employee was able to wrestle Cleveland to the ground. She was then detained by police over slushies. She was charged with 2 counts of misdemeanor assault. We can't even order slushies. We can't do anything.
Well,
we can't go to McDonald's to order a frozen treat.
It just makes me feel bad for our food service workers because I feel like you have to deal with so much anyway.
Yeah.
Just in the average times when people are being their best selves, their best selves still want to talk to the manager, their best selves still find, a hair in the food that might have come from their own shirt. Sometimes our best selves complain about something that's not hot enough or that's too hot so I'm just wondering, if you have been working in food service and you've dealt with all of this stuff, I'm wondering if you've got horror stories already, if you're concerned, if you're worried, because I'm worried about you.
People are coming back to doing stuff, and it's affecting everything, including McDonald's. It's ridiculous.
McDonald's should be our safe haven, Wicket.
It's my safe haven.
We should be able to go to McDonald's and get a cold, frosty
slushy
treat.
Frosties are at Wendy's.
What you know what I'm talking about, though.
Anybody have a horror story? Hit us up on Facebook or on Twitter at Laser1033.
The Laser. 244-1033. Laser103.3.
Do you have a story, Laser?
A pet peeve when I worked in the food service. People always wanted to come in and get free samples, but then never want to buy anything.
Oh,
are you able to say where you worked?
Out in Ankeny, the Great American Cookie Company, back when I was like 17.
Yeah.
People wouldn't buy anything. They just come in for free samples?
It's not Costco.
No, we would have like a small plate of samples of every kind of cookie so that people could try one and then be like, oh, hey, yeah, I want this cookie. But then there would be like teenagers and like random old ladies that would come up and be like, can I try this cookie? And you're like, okay, yeah, sure. But then like, they're like, can I try this next cookie? And then it's just like 5 minutes of them trying to figure out what cookie they want, and then they just walk away.
And then they're full because they've tried five different cookies.
Who was the bigger pain in the butt, old people or teens?
Teens.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, they usually are.
See, they'll come up with like five friends and then they all want to try a cookie. So then you're like, well, I don't have enough samples. But then they're like, oh, can you do it for us?
Teens are the worst.
Your impersonations are on point, dude. I'm there with you. You have drawn me into the story. I hate them too now.
I want a cookie.
Bring your wallet, Wicket.
I don't need to.
If you guys do happen to go over there and see it there, the doozies are the best because it's like cookie on cookie with frosting in the middle.
And I am totally in on that. What is your name? Brad, you're great. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, call us back sometime because your impersonations are so good, dude.
You know, I try a little bit every here and there. You know, I like to do a Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, all that different
do
kinds
a Scooby-Doo
of stuff.
For us.
Do Scooby-Doo telling teenagers to get away from the free samples, please.
Get away from my free ramples.
Brad! Yes!